Harry Gurney, left arm opening bowler. Oh yeah, I mean, we cop all sorts of abuse on Twitter at times, but I think, you know, you have to remember that people are very brave when they're sat behind a computer screen at home, and not to let it worry you too much. Some of the guys block people when they abuse them. I tend to not block them just because I find it quite entertaining. Yeah, it's good crack up in that changing room. You know, we during the summer months we see more of each other than we do our families at times. So. We're a month in and the banter's pretty good, and we're all looking forward to T20 starting now. We've got lots of different nicknames in the changing room, one or two that you couldn't possibly broadcast. A lot of them have got good stories behind them.
Could you not even tell us one?
Let me have a think. We call Luke Wood Seabiscuit because he looks like a horse. We've got a lot of international experience, and I think 4 years in a row we've been in the quarterfinals in this competition, so we're all raring to go and pretty confident that we can get out of the group and hopefully this year go that one step further and get to finals day. It is a real buzz, you know. It's quite addictive. It's like a bit of a drug, really, in some ways. And obviously, you know, we're used to the daily grind of the four-day cricket when there's not many people here. So when we do come down and the T20s start on a Friday night and the place is pretty much full, it's a real buzz and one that we all really look forward to.